leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there, leave it there. Leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair. Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there.
And welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. Well, there is good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you more than you can ever imagine. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day to preach your word, to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Well, again, what is God's nature like? What does He think of you? Very important. What does He think of you? That's what it's all about. Lamentations 3:21, 22 and 23 says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. See, friends, we are to remember God's faithfulness, that the Lord's compassion never fails, helps us more from despair to hope, because the Lord's mercies we have hope. Jeremiah 33:6 says, behold, I will bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of my peace and truth. Friends, because of God's mercy and compassion, He will bring health and healing and reveal to you the abundance of peace and truth. We go to Matthew 11:28, 29, 30. Jesus gives us true peace. It goes on to say, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, one of the most gracious commands in the Bible, Jesus' invitation to come now, speaks to all who are oppressed by routine, monotony, overwork, responsibility, and tension. Those who are heavy laden endure something that is laid on them from an outside source, causing what we would today call burnout. Jesus' form of rest is not absence from work, but rejuvenation and refreshment. In Jesus' day, taking a yoke of another meant coming under another person's leadership and walking in that person's footsteps. When believers take Jesus' yoke, they place themselves under his dominion. Only then do his followers enjoy the day-to-day release from stress that God intended. 1 John 5:3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commands, and his commandments are not burdensome. Amen. Okay, believers find God's commands burdensome because they lack what every believer has, the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, believers find obedience to be a source of peace. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Loved one, God wants you to have rest, to have peace through the Holy Spirit that dwells in you when you take Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. See this in Romans 10:9-13. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Because Christ is God, his death, burial, and resurrection took care of the world's sin. Just as all who sin will be judged, all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. There is a free gift of eternal salvation that's being offered here right now, and only you can make this choice, friend. So will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and know you are unique. God has given you a purpose so you can reach your destiny. There is a calling over your life. Know you are precious to God. You are his treasure. In Psalm 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed your sin. Friend, your past has passed away. You are forgiven. You are redeemed. There is now no condemnation. So friends, don't go fishing in dirty water, if you know what that means. You are in God's kingdom and have the power to have a victorious life over all things, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, the scripture today is from John 11:3. Therefore the sister sent to him, Lord, behold, he whom loves is sick. The message here is recognize his love for you. It's interesting that when Mary and Martha sent a message to Jesus asking him to come to pray for Lazarus, they didn't say, Jesus, please, you know how much Lazarus loves you. Instead, the message was, Jesus, the one whom you love is sick. They didn't tell Jesus how much Lazarus loved him. They thought it would be more persuasive to remind Jesus how much he loved Lazarus. Sometimes we're trying to convince God that we love him. God, I attended church last week. I did all these good things that would please him now. Why don't you do as Mary and Martha did and say, Lord, the one whom you love needs healing. The one whom you love is hurting. What moves God is not just your love for him, but recognizing his love for you. It pleases God when you know you are dearly loved. That's why the scriptures say, come boldly to the throne. Don't go to him feeling unworthy. Why? Because you are precious to God. You are his treasure. So my prayer for you today is that, Father, thank you that they are dearly loved by you. That is all that really matters. Thank them that you don't require that they have to be religious enough or good enough to earn your love. Let them recognize your great love for them today as they come boldly to your throne in praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this part of the message, we're going to be praying for the sick. God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, and infirmities. When Jesus sent out his 12 disciples on their first missionary journey, he commanded them to cast out demons and heal the sick. Every time he sent them out on missionary, he told them to cast out demons and heal the sick. Go to Luke 1:6. Then Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. So they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. See, friends, he told us to do the same. He told us to do the same miracles. We see this in John 14:12-14. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the work that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. See, in Mark 16:17-18, he told to heal all. Jesus gave all New Testament Christians the Great Commission. He commanded us to preach the word, preach the gospel, to cast out demons and to heal the sick. Cast out means to drive out by force or rebuke. We see from these scriptures we have been given power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. During Jesus' earthly ministry, almost two-thirds of the ministry of Jesus Christ focused on healing the sick, curing the incurable, and setting the captives free from demonic influence. We go to Matthew 11:5. Jesus told them, go back to John and tell him about the miracles you've seen me do. The blind people I've healed, the lame people now walking without help, and the cured lepers, and the deaf who hear, and the dead raised to life, and tell him about my preaching the good news to the poor. Give John this message. Blessed are those who don't doubt me. Acts 10:38. And you no doubt know that Jesus of Nazareth was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were possessed by demons, for God was with him. See, friends, every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus took place because the anointing of the Holy Spirit was present. It was a display of God's power against the impossibilities in the lives of men and women. The deaf heard, the dumb spoke, the blind saw, the cripples leapt for joy. The lepers received cleansing and were made whole. The demon-possessed were set totally free. Jesus attributed all his results to the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. All that Jesus did through the anointing, we are able to do through the very same anointing. There's a testimony here. I was ran a healing meeting in a place called Ruatoria. There was a 12-year-old Maori girl who had lost the sight in her left eye. 6 years previous, she had had chickenpox that had left her blind in her left eye. After the blind spirit was bound and cast out, I released the healing power of the Holy Spirit, of His precious Holy Spirit. She instantly received her healing miracle. Zechariah 4:6, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You will succeed because of my spirit. 1 Peter 1:12, they preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in power. See, friend, the Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word. Where sick bodies are healed, captives are set free, yokes of bondage are destroyed, demons come out of people, rivers of living water flow, lives are changed as people draw closer to God. Jesus Christ is exalted and glorified. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. So friends, lay a hand on the part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord. As I begin to pray, remember Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also restore to life your mortal bodies through his Holy Spirit who dwells in you. Believe you received and you will have. As I start to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, pains, even those who have pains, I curse these pains, I bind and I break the power of it, and I command you to release them, let them go, leave them, be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven go right through them right now, Lord. Give them a creative miracle by the power of the blood of Jesus. And I command you, torment them no more. Those with neck, back, spine problems, joints, I bind and break this power, and I command you to release them. Go from them right now. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Let the anointing of heaven heal them. Fill their hearts with your goodness, Lord. Fill them. I command them to torment them no more by those pains, by the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're praying for cancers and tumors. I bind and I break the power of it. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree, so I curse cancer and tumors at the roots. I command you to loose them and set them go from them. Come out of that body. Let the fire of heaven burn out every cell of cancer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I pledge the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon every single person right now. Those with heart, blood disorders, organs, or all infirmities, I bind and break the conditions of this right now. I command you to release them and set them free. I break it off of you right now. Set them free, Lord. Be healed and made whole. Give them a total miracle that they have longed for. Let the anointing of heaven heal every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning. Be healed and made whole. Thank you, Lord, for the fire of God. Thank you for the anointing of heaven. Be healed by the precious power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The broken emotions, I bind and break the power of the emotion. The wicked words that have been spoken, I break the power of it. Be healed. Give them your shalom, Lord. Be healed and made whole. I thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every yoke, it is destroyed. You are our strength, Lord. You are our song. And we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. Well, friends, divine healing can be instantaneous. We know that. We heard that today. But it can also be progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time. We see this in Mark 8 and Luke 17. But the Lord wants you healed. Just look for the improvement. Very important. Look for the improvements. Believe you received and you will have. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. Maintain a good confession. Very important. Maintain a good confession. Don't listen to doubt or unbelief. Do not fear. Very important. Don't fear. Because it always distorts the truth. Have no anxiety. Know it is God's will for you to be healed, friend. God wants you healed. And God heals you so he can reveal his glory. So when you're healed, tell somebody about it. Let the station know, the radio station know, that you've been healed and set free. So my prayer for you today is, today's blessing, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the knowledge that God's special agent are walking before you and behind you every moment of every day. That God is with you and nothing can defeat you. Do not be afraid of the unknown, because it's known to God. Do not be fearful of the challenges in front of you, for the Lord will strengthen you and give you the power to do more than you think or can do. Nothing is impossible to those who believe. May you receive that anointing from the Lord. Shalom. Amen.
your harmonies out to him. Hallelujah.